Track 12 and a brief roundup of the sports. Ashmore men's fixture falls foul of the weather. We're talking of hockey now. And Ashmore men's first 11 National League match on Sunday was a washout and had to be abandoned just 6 minutes in due to a waterlogged pitch. And when they say waterlogged, there's a picture of it. It looks like this one particular man is playing hockey on top of a swimming pool, to be fair. It's very, very wet. However, this was the only game not to be completed, with the women's first 11 beating Torbay 2s on home soil, and that was 2-1 was the final score. And the men's fourth 11, who played out a 2-2 draw with Taunton Vale. I'm trying to pick out the headlines here, and the men's second 11 were able to unleash a goal-scoring clinic away at Torbay 3s, firing home 8 unanswered strikes. And that was the hockey. A little bit of running here. The Teignbridge Trotters staged their last race of the year on Sunday, October the 6th. The Sibelco Templar 10 is a 10-mile race, 90% of which is off-road. It starts and finishes in the wonderful grounds of Stover School in Newton Abbot. Race conditions were rather damp, with a light drizzle falling before heavier rain arrived at the latter end of the race. And now on to football. With no Premier League games being played in the SDFL due to the County Cups being spread over a number of weeks, we are able to focus on what is becoming a great competition in Division 1. What's Blake Bean was just a smidgen away from taking points from Windmill, but the final score was 4-1 to the visitors. Bobby Tracy's second 11, meanwhile, left it late at Brixham Town. They equalised with what was the last kick of the game to retain their unbeaten start to the season, and Bobby remain in third place, 3 points behind the True Blues with a game in hand. Buckland Athletic second 11 picked up their second win of the season with a 4-1 home victory over Newton Abbott Spurs thirds, who seem to have gone off the boil a bit since their opening day win. In Division 2, Mount Gold continued their 100% record with a 6-1 win over bottom team Ipplepen Athletic. Harberton Ford remained in third place following a 4-2 win against Newton Rovers. And well done to Buckfastleigh Rangers seconds. They earned their first point of the season with a 2-2 draw against Upton Athletic in an entertaining game. In Division 3, it's shaping up nicely with Ashburton as the only unbeaten team. They had a close 2-1 home win versus Totnes and Dartington seconds. Liverton United got back in winning ways with a tight 2-1 home win over Walden Athletic seconds. And in Division 4, it's not so difficult to predict, apparently. Both Chudley Athletic seconds and Kings Kurzweil lead the way, and Teen Village are still in the mix. All three picked up maximum points, and two had the same scoreline. Hardly believable. But Chudley hit 9 goals against Paignton Villa thirds, and Kings Kurzweil also scored 9 goals at Cricket Field Road versus Walden Athletic thirds. Teen Village remain in third place. At the other end of Division 4, Barton Athletic seconds picked up their first win of the season, a 2-0 win at Newton Rovers seconds, with strikes from Harry Lloyd and Matthew Ward. Oakhampton Argyle put in a much improved performance against mid-table Bobby Tracy and came away with 3 deserved points. Teignmouth AFC had the weekend off, and Newton Abbott Spurs enjoyed a 6-2 win away at Axminster Town. And Bobby Tracy AFC announced the departure of their manager, Tony Radford, on Sunday, October 6th, in the wake of their home defeat to high-flying Oakhampton Argyle outfit. And that concludes our sport for this week.